Module 3, Setting SMART Goals. In this module, we will cover the importance of setting SMART goals and setting SMART goals. Importance of setting SMART goals. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the amount of work you have to do? Are you constantly running out of time and struggling to meet deadlines? If so, you may benefit from implementing SMART goals into your workflow. Let's explore the importance of setting SMART goals and how they can help you improve your time management skills. Here's a case study of ABC Company. Let's consider the case of ABC Company, a small tech startup. ABC Company had ambitious plans to launch a new product in the market, but they lacked a clear goal-setting strategy. Without SMART goals, the team lost itself in a sea of ideas. They were unable to prioritize tasks and track the progress. Let's go over some of the challenges that ABC Company faced. Lack of clear direction. ABC Company, they don't know where they're going or what they're doing. They're just all over the place. Difficulty in measuring success. They had no tools in place. They had no strategy to measure their success. So they don't know if they're doing good or bad. No sense of urgency or accountability. They had no sense of urgency to get things done and be organized, and they were not accountable. Nobody was there to hold them accountable. So here's some solutions. They can implement SMART goals. Realizing the importance of setting SMART goals, ABC Company decided to revamp its goal setting process. They set specific targets for product development, marketing strategies, and sales projections. Let's look at the results. After they set these specific SMART goals, they had clear direction and focus. They knew what they were doing, and they were focused on the end goal, the milestone. They have tangible matrix to track their progress now. So now they know what they're doing or what they need to do more of or less of. They have increased motivation and accountability with the team. Now they're motivated to reach their goals and meet their deadlines, and they have accountability within the team. A lot of times, this is what we need. We need the increased motivation from our team, and we need to be held accountable so we can get things done. What are the benefits of setting SMART goals? Increase focus. SMART goals provide a clear direction and help you prioritize your tasks effectively. By focusing on specific objectives, you can avoid distractions and stay on track toward achieving your goals. Enhance motivation. SMART goals give you a sense of purpose and motivation to work towards something meaningful. When you have clear objectives, you are more likely to stay committed and energized. Improved productivity. By breaking down your larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks, you can increase your productivity and work efficiently. SMART goals are powerful tools for improving time management and achieving your success. Setting specific objectives can increase focus motivation, and productivity. SMART goals provide a roadmap to success and help you make the most of your time. Setting SMART goals. Time management is crucial to success in any endeavor. One of the most effective ways to manage your time efficiently and achieve your goals is by setting SMART goals. Let's discuss SMART goals, why they are essential, and how to set them to maximize your success effectively. What are SMART goals? SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. The acronym for this is SMART. Specific. Your goals should be clear and specific, with no room for ambiguity. It should answer the questions of who, what, where, when, and why. Measurable. Your goal should be quantifiable so that you can track your progress and know when you have achieved it. Achievable. Your goal should be realistic and attainable within the resources and time frame. Relevant. Your goal should be relevant to your objectives and align with your values. Time bound. Your goal should have a deadline or time frame within which it needs to be achieved. How to set SMART goals. Number one, define your goal. You want to clearly define what you want to achieve. Be as specific as possible about the outcome you desire. For instance, instead of saying, I want to graduate school tomorrow, you would say something like, I just started school. I know they said that it takes 4 years to completion. I am going to try and finish school in 3 years by staying on top of my work and my grades and maybe taking double classes or more classes. You want to define your goals and be specific. Number two, make it measurable. You want to define how you will measure your progress and know when you have achieved your goal. For instance, let's say you start a new job and you know you got things that you want to do. So let's say you gave yourself 6 months. You said, okay, I'm going to work this job for 6 months. I really don't like it, but I have to stack some money up and I have some things that I need to do. So you said, okay, I'm going to save $150 out of every paycheck that I get, and I get paid every week. If I can save that $150 every week out of my paycheck for 6 months, I'll have enough money to get an apartment or have a down payment for a car. That's measurable because you gave yourself 6 months to do it. Some tasks may take 2 weeks, 30 days, 90 days, 180 days. a year, 2 years, but you must make it measurable. Ensure it is achievable. Ensure your goal is realistic and attainable within your resources and constraints. So again, you just started the job, you're working, you really don't like it, but you got some things that you want to do. You're trying to get you a car, and you're trying to get you an apartment, or one or the other, or both. This is achievable. You made sure that this goal was achievable. You can do that in 6 months with the resources that you have. You have the job, you get paid every week. The strategy is to save $150 every week for 6 months. That's achievable. Now, if you knew that, okay, well, I'm trying to get a car and I'm trying to get a apartment, it would not be achievable if you said, I want to do this in 3 weeks. Well, that wouldn't make sense and it wouldn't be achievable. And then when you don't reach that deadline or accomplish that goal, you'll start feeling bad for yourself. But the goal was not achievable from the beginning. So basically, you failed before you started. So we want to ensure that our goals are realistic and attainable within the resources and constraints. Number four, relevance. We want to ensure our goal is relevant to our objectives and aligns with our values and priorities. Number five, we want to set deadlines. Establish a time frame for achieving your goal. This will create urgency and help you stay focused. We got the timeline. The timeline is 6 months. You want to save $150 every week for 6 months. That's the deadline. So now you're focused. You have the urgency. You're motivated. You're ready. You've been out of work for a while. You just got a job. You really don't like it, but you took it because you're trying to get an apartment and a car. So you set that deadline. And then after you meet that deadline, you got options. You can either stay at the company because you may end up liking the job after staying there for 6 months, but you did not like it in the beginning. So you may end up liking it after 6 months. So you have an option of staying there, or you have the option of looking for another job in your fifth month. That way, by the time your 6 month deadline hits, you'll have enough money to get a car, enough money to get an apartment, and you may have another job already lined up within that month. So you have to plan ahead, you have to set deadlines so you can meet your goals. Setting SMART goals is essential for effective time management and goal achievement. Following the SMART criteria can increase your chances of success and maximize your time and resources.